back, just runs along the ground.
Dark stripes, ground mole? Ground mole is more than a squirrel.
What about a ground squirrel?
A ground squirrel, well, I reckon you're right. Ground squirrel. But he's smaller than a squirrel. That would kind of got him, smaller right. than a squirrel.
But he is brown, and he has just a little tail instead
That's
of...
That's right, too. Of course, some of them think we might not have them here. That could be.
Right. What do you call an animal with a very strong, offensive odor?
That's, we call them, some people say a skunk, but we say a polecat.
Okay.
That's right.
What do you call a little animal about this big that hops along the ground? Some live on land and some like water, and some of them we gig at night.
I recall a bullfrog and a toad frog. Okay. The toad frog hops out on the dry land, the bullfrog from water to land, okay. lives in the water.
What do you call the smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? It's about this long.
Cricket.
No, it's like a bullfrog, only it's a little smaller than a bullfrog. It hops too and everything, but it makes a chirping noise instead of a big whirr.
Maybe it's a spring frog. Okay. Maybe that's what you're talking about.
Good. What do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait and fishing?
Well, we call them, some call them wiggler and we call them baits.
Okay. What do you call the very large worms about this long that you use for bait?
I don't know. Now, they use somebody gets some old back of worm, you know, that big old thing. I think about like that. But the special worm, I just can't think. Probably I might know, but just can't think of.
Well, let me suggest some things. You ever call them night crawler or night walker or a dew worm or a Georgia wiggler or town worm or pink worm?
I don't think so. Now, somebody else might have.
But you don't.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What do you call an insect that sends out light and in the summertime you can see its light flashing on and off?
We call it a lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? It usually has two wings on each side of its body.
Two wings on each side of its body.
Filmy wings.
Oh, that kind of got me some.
You ever call them a mosquito hawk or a devil's
hawk? That's right, a mosquito hawk. That's right, mosquito hawk. That's right.
You ever call it the devil's darning needle or
no, never have.
Dragonfly or snake
never
doctor?
Never have, that's right. Okay. Never have.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting?
I call it a dirt dauber.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Well, I'd call that a cradle. Wouldn't say a cradle. A carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
I had a baby in a carriage.
And you were going to take it out, you might say you're going to take it out with you for a stroll, you might say you're going to...
Just take the baby up and tote the baby. That's...
No, say you were going to leave it in the carriage and take the carriage with you. What would you do to the carriage?
You roll the carriage.
All right. Or you'd roll the baby?
Roll the baby.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Ripen underground?
Mm-hmm. You roll them around here. People package them after they roast them. And...
Potatoes.
No, I mean... They grow underground and they're small nuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, good. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Fever.